use the bike lane. Obviously, when it's there, when
this is WKSU News. I'm ML Schultze. Akron is trying to figure out how to become a bike-friendly city. And that means taking on the challenges of weather, hills, and most daunting of all, drivers. Matthew Woodyard loves cycling so much, he's taken up something called cyclocross. Think of it as a biking form of cross-country running with a few laps around the track mixed in. He also rides his bike to work, up and down the steep hills of the Merriman Valley.
Topography scares me, but I know what I'm getting into. It's the cars that you have to be aware of. And you just have to ride like no one sees you.
And he's sure not taking his 2-year-old son on such a ride. Woodyard was among about 100 people gathered at the Akron Civic Theater last week for a session on ways urban cycling can connect Akron. On one hand, it was an easy sell. These are the people who already think two wheels and pedal power are a great way to get around. On the other hand, these are the people, like Woodyard, who know the frustrations.
Brown Street is a perfect example, which runs from campus to Portage Lakes. And there's a bike lane printed right there. And people are honking at you, yelling at you. You can't even handle it. Like, it's just awful.
With the help of a Knight Foundation grant, Akron is trying to turn that awful experience into a bike network that connects the entire city. One of those advocating for that change is Morten Cable. He was a mayor of Copenhagen, Denmark. He told the crowd at the Civic that while he was born to cycling, his city was not.
I think if you asked most people from where I come from, they would not say that they were cyclists. They were just saying that they were ordinary people trying to get to work. That's what
Cable said
about.
The change grew in part from escalating gas prices and in part from city leaders who became believers. But mostly, he said, it happened because of the clamor of hundreds of thousands of people who wanted back what he calls the most democratic of public spaces, streets. But in the U.S., biking is not necessarily democratic. A 2016 study from the University of Vermont found bike share programs in 7 cities are often placed closer to neighborhoods of white, college-educated, and higher-earning people.
Guys, a few things, some rules of the road.
Recognizing that, Akron insured places like the Lawton Street Community Center in a working-class neighborhood in West Akron were included when it gathered community input last week on how to make biking safer. About a dozen cyclists, escorted by police on their own bikes, set off on a 3-mile route outlined by Akron environmental engineer Michelle DiFiore.
To experience on-road bike lanes, no bike lanes, residential streets, and then a busy road without bike lanes again, and get the thoughts on how did those different infrastructure aspects feel.
That route took riders along Copley Road. It's one of the streets Akron has put on a diet, slimming it down from 4 lanes designed to move cars in and out of town fast to 3 lanes for cars and 1 for bikes, all moving at a slower pace. Watching from the community center parking lot were Derek Foster and Aristotle Hubbard. They were also pondering the next move on the chessboard Foster brought along. They hadn't known about the biking event, but they see merit in the idea.
By them having the bike lanes now, I think, you know, it's making a big change, you know, for... you know, families. I've seen a lot of them riding in the bike lanes, and it's, you know, safe, you know.
You'd be able to, you know, hang out with your families a little bit more if there was more active places and you felt comfortable and secure and going.
Copenhagen's Cable listed safety as all 3 of the top 3 concerns that have to be addressed for any city to become bike-friendly. Akron Planning Director Jason Segedy says in this case, perception absolutely is reality.
So I think it is a matter of creating those separated bike lanes. People kind of dip their toe in the water, so to speak, try it, kind of build some confidence. You
know, building that confidence means building at least some protected bike lanes, separated from cars by street design, barriers, planters, or even rows of parked cars. Segedy acknowledges those will take money in a city that doesn't have a lot of extra cash. Cable maintains the payoff on that investment is many-fold, coming in the form of everything from public health to road maintenance. But it takes a strategy.
Basically, you need to know where you're going, and to have that strategy, to know where you are going to invest in new kinds of infrastructure, in having an efficient infrastructure, a safe infrastructure.
That strategy could include ways around, under, or over some of Akron's topographical challenges, including the steep climb north of downtown. But a whole lot of strategizing won't do much about one final hurdle, winter weather. Akron planner Segedy says he'd be happy for even 8 months of the year when Akronites choose bikes. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.
If you're in front, you see a pothole, don't be afraid to shout it out to the people behind so nobody hits it, ruins a bike, or falls off the bike. So.